Good morning, Bereans. You look fantastic today. Oh, it's the beard. Hides my face. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name, and we're so grateful, we're so thankful to be here together this morning, Father. You're all in all. You're the creator of the universe. You put everything into motion. There's not one single thing, there's not one atom moving through the universe that you are not completely aware of it and in control of, Father. So that tells us everything we need to know about our lives and our world and the situation we find ourselves in, the times, the day and age, Lord. You're in charge, you're in complete control, and we're with you, Father. So we pray and ask in Jesus' name this morning that you would give us divine focus, Lord, that you would help us to remember that we were bought with a price and we were set aside by your Holy Spirit to do the work of ministry that you've called us to shine the light of Jesus Christ into a dark world that needs to see his face so badly, Lord, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, Lord, to love the people around us. Those are our callings, Father, and those are what we're called to do, and we pray that you would help us to remember that this morning, Father, to remember it again and remember it more and remember it further, and that would be ingrained in us, Lord. So the moment the enemy would try to plant seeds of doubt or temptation or anger or bitterness or anything in our hearts, Father, immediately the light of Jesus Christ would come in and eradicate that in our lives, Lord, and allow us to put our minds back where it belongs on that straight, narrow path through that narrow gate right to the glorious coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father. So that's our hope in this world, is his coming and his return. We pray that it would be soon and quickly, Father. But in the meantime, we pray that you would help us to praise you and glorify you appropriately, not only with our words, Father, but even more importantly, perhaps with our lives, the way we live our lives. Lord, and we ask and pray, Father, that you would bring into the kingdom every single soul, Father, who would be saved. And we pray those, Father, that you have called us to minister to and us to be the light to, we pray, Father, that you would give us a heart of faithfulness to do just that, Lord, in all our doings, that we would be a testimony, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Let's stand together.
My voice, I will lift my voice. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you
come on up. Lord, thank you so much for all the ways that you've blessed us, Lord. We're so grateful. We're so thankful. We ask and pray, Father, as we offer up to you now your tithes and our offerings, Father God, that you would take what is given from hearts of gratefulness and joy and obedience, Lord, and use it for your glory and your purpose, Father, and add to our heavenly reward, Father, such as is appropriate. And we pray, Father God, that our greatest reward while we're on this planet, Lord, would be more of you in our lives, Father, a greater filling of your Holy Spirit, a greater portion of your joy and your strength, Father, in our hearts, Lord. There's so many who are hurting today, Father, so many who are angry today, so many who are confused or lost today, Father. And you've given us that ministry of reconciliation, Father, to show people the light and the truth and the hope and the joy that comes from following after Jesus Christ. Not just in a figurative sense, not just in an emotional sense, not just in a philosophical sense, Father, but really, truly, daily, in reality, Father, following after him in our hearts and in our minds and in the way we conduct our lives, Father, and in every place that we go and everyone that we're in contact with, Father, that we would reflect a beautiful image of your Son, Father, your glorious Son, who gave everything, Father, and came to this earth not that he would be served, but that he would serve and that he would give himself as a ransom for many, Father. Help us to have that same heart in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Come home running, his arms are open.
stand for one more together.
Seated.